Today we'll be doing the 60th paragraph in the second mamar. Uchshabaha ish Yisrael atfila tzarech huli amitzas da'ato letzayer b'machashavto. When a person approaches tefillah, he must resolve in his mind and he must think, ich kol ha'olam umlo'o ha'kol or elokus u'chvodom alei olam v'ani besoch elokus so yisbarach umeid. He must think about all of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how it fills the world and how we are standing within that light. K'mosha dibayru le'el b'kunches b'ani ma'chashavazo v'yosef li'amitzas da'ato. He should continue to think, halo yisod habriya hi ritzon Hashem le'galos esoro gam ba'olam hazeh. The purpose of creation is to reveal Hashem's light even in this world. V'sach l'sa his galos hazos hi b'libi u'v'mochi, and that potential to reveal Hashem's light is in within my heart and my mind. It's not just that we have the potential to do that, it's that you can actively express that light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our thoughts and through our will of doing mitzvos. But we also have the ability to influence the Olamos HaElyonim, as Chazal tell us, the image of Yaakov Avinu was carved onto the Kisei HaKavod. Our image, the image of human beings, is something which has the ability to impact even the Olamos HaElyonim, depending on what we do at the time that we do a mitzvah. Am I going to be lax about the way that I do mitzvos and thereby destroy all of the world? No, I'm re. Am I going to then drive away Hashem's honor, or am I going to rebel against the will of Hashem? The more that you think deeply about this, the more that your tefillah will be effective. You can't just think about it. You have to actually put in the effort. When a person is davening, they have to put everything into it. They have to really, they can't just yell the words of davening, but that words of davening have to have an impact on them as they're saying them as well. So we'll stop here for now, and I'll pick up with the 61st paragraph tomorrow.